Not all careers are what they used to be. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matthew Powers, associate professor in the Department of Communication at the University of Washington in Seattle, explores one vocation and why some are still called to do it.
Why would anyone still want to be a journalist? The pay is low. The career prospects are uncertain. Many people ignore news altogether. With a colleague, I've sought to answer this question by studying journalists' careers in France and the United States. Not the famous ones employed at well-known national media. Reporters and editors working in towns and cities, who make up the bulk of the profession and whose existence is most threatened. We found people attracted to journalism because it's a job that's interesting and socially beneficial. A life in news, they say, provides opportunities for expression, a sense of self-fulfillment, and a connection to broader social values, like exposing injustice. The challenges confronting the industry, though, mean that few can do work that resembles these ideals. Most spend their days churning out content for websites and social media. They report on topics that aim to amuse and entertain, rather than inform or provoke thought. Given this reality, it's unsurprising that so many exit the profession or avoid a career in it entirely. What is surprising is that many people find journalism appealing despite these conditions. This persistence is not naive. Journalists know the problems that plague their profession. Their willingness to sacrifice better pay and greater job security highlights how much value they attach to work. At some point, it's possible that journalism will cease being attractive. For now, the more likely development is difficulty making a career in news work. That's a problem for citizens who want news that keep them informed. It's also a reflection of societies unable to satisfy citizens' desires to secure meaningful work.
That was Matthew Powers of the University of Washington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.